From WNCW, it's this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. It's not uncommon that towns and cities who have had longtime motels that start showing their age, they're not so modern or contemporary anymore, maybe even they're in a rundown part of town, start being used not so much by travelers anymore, but by residents, what we would refer to as extended stay residents at extended stay motels. Gastonia's Budget Inn would fit that category. It has just closed as of this past Monday, leaving many who depended on it asking where the next roof over their head might be. And now to address this topic is the writer of this story. He's also the managing editor of the Gaston Gazette, who's a part of Gatehouse Media behind such papers in our region as the Spartanburg Herald Journal, the Shelby Star, and the Hendersonville Times News, Kevin Ellis. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I've got a lot of things that I want to cover with you this morning, Kevin, but if you would go ahead and first of all set the scene.
The city of Gastonia has long wanted to revive the western part of the city, what's known as West Gastonia. And they have a plan to create a FUSE district, which will stand for Franklin Urban Sports and Entertainment. And they hope to link two parts of town with the downtown and give it some life. And one of those areas was the Budget Inn, which was right next door to the old Sears building, which had not had anyone in it for more than 20 years. The Budget Inn opened about 60 years ago and was a nuisance, according to the district attorney. You know, we reported that they averaged 1.25 police calls there every day, prostitution, open drug sales. In a 17-month period, there was 11 suicides there. So the city bought that property for $1.2 million and gave the owner, Jay Patel, a year to move out. That happened June 3rd, was closing day, and he had warned the people for about 3 months that they needed to move out, but a lot of them stayed there. So this is just part of a redevelopment portion of the city that they're hoping to put actually a baseball stadium there, which will replace the Budget Inn.
Kevin, while you talked about that motel being known for so many calls to police dealing with crime, I'm assuming, though, there were also some good law-abiding citizens that just ended up being there for some time, and I know you spoke with those individuals.
There was a lot of people who were there, a lot of families who were there, children. We talked to one woman, Gabrielle Roscoe, and she had three children, ages 14, 10, and 8, and they had lived there for 6 months. We talked to a woman named Grace Daniel, who was 77 years old and had remarkably lived there for 21 years. And we talked to other folks who held jobs in the food industry, held jobs doing just different things in the city. But there were people, you know, there were bad people there, but there were also people who were sort of caught in a trap of paying a daily room rate of about $45 a day. And it's hard to get out of that when you don't make much money.
How many rooms were there in the Budget Inn overall, and were there just so many rooms that were in the, I guess, condition to be used?
There was about 86 rooms total, but only about 60 of those rooms were actually livable. I mean, there was a fire that destroyed several rooms that were never repaired. There were other rooms where people had driven cars literally through the walls, and they just boarded it up rather than repair. But there was about 60 rooms where people could live. Out of those 60 rooms, toward the end, about 30 rooms were being rented in the last week. And most of those were being rented by regular people who had lived there months or even years.
Our guest on WNCW's More to the Story is the managing editor of the Gaston Gazette in Gastonia, Kevin Ellis, as we talk about what's going on with Gastonia's longtime Budget Inn that had been a home to many extended stay citizens. Kevin, in your talks with some of the residents there, what was going to be next for them? Did some of them have no idea?
What was really remarkable and what was striking to me, as I talked to these people and as I talked to the residents who lived there, many of them had no idea what was going to happen next. Many of them, talking to them on Thursday, and the hotel's going to close on Monday, and they really did not know where they were going to go next. Many of them said that they might go to another motel, but they didn't want to do that. There are several extended stay motels in Gaston County in Gastonia, but they thought this one was better than the others, and so they didn't want to go there. Talked to people who were going to live outside. Talked to one man who had spent the night there, and he took me to his car, and he said, "I guess this is where I'll be sleeping tonight." It was heartbreaking in a lot of ways. One person apparently is going to get into assisted living. That's Grace Daniel, who had lived there 21 years, but that's not a certain deal. People really did not know exactly where they were going
to
go.
Just to go back to the reports of so much crime over the years, would you say from what you have learned, has the crime increased over time to where we are today, or was crime more relevant in the past compared to what police might have been able to do?
Crime had always been a problem at the Budget Inn. I've worked at the Gazette for 22 years. There would always be something going on there. I don't think it decreased any, and I don't think it increased any. I think it had just been a constant problem. The city had actually paid for the property in December of 2016. The district attorney had declared it a nuisance in June of 2016, but jump up to April of 2017, the city again warned the owners of the Budget Inn, "Hey, we're going to close you down," and all the crime and all the police calls to that location. So they were actually threatening to close it down. There had been killings there. There had been assaults there, prostitution, overdoses, suicides.
Final question to you this morning, going back to the city leaders and the decision that was made to have a future baseball stadium. What's next with that project?
They hope to be playing baseball by 2020. This is a big redevelopment. The city bought 16 acres of property for about $4.5 million. The stadium is going to cost somewhere between the new estimates about $21 million. But they hope to be playing baseball there in just a couple of years with one of those college baseball leagues. And they hope to tear down the Budget Inn within days.
Managing editor of the Gaston Gazette, Kevin Ellis, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
As I conclude this morning, I want to add that Gastonia City Council member Robert Kellogg went to the pages of the Gaston Gazette, and he just mentioned several things about this matter and the city's position following the publicity of this story, and they included the Budget Inn had a year and a half to prepare the residents for the closing of the inn. The current owner of the Budget Inn could have made known to the city, the faith community, to nonprofits, the Department of Social Services, etc., that there was a need. We must have compassion on those who find themselves in these hotels and inns, but we also must understand that many of the individuals and families who lived there over an extended period had specific agencies and people reach out to them and try to help them. Kellogg agreed with others that there is a low-income housing crisis in Gastonia and across the state. I'm Paul Foster.